Biographical sketch.
Pablo Picasso had been frustrated for months. The world's most famous painter had agreed to paint a centerpiece for the Spanish Pavilion at the 1937 World's Fair in Paris. But try as he may, he could not come up with an idea for the mural-sized painting until he learned of the devastating bombing of the small village of Guernica in northern Spain by German and Italian warplanes. In white-hot anger, Picasso finished his most famous painting, Guernica, about the horrors of war. It is now housed in the Queen Sofia Museum in Madrid. Pablo Picasso was born in Spain in 1881. After recognizing his genius, his art professor father began tutoring him in art. Picasso finished his first painting when he was only 9, and by the age of 15, he completed his first important piece, an astoundingly realistic painting of his family in church. A year later, Picasso was sent to Madrid to study at Spain's prestigious Royal Academy. However, he rarely attended classes since he had little interest in formal instruction and wanted to paint in his own way. What Picasso needed was a stimulus for his imagination, and he got that from his first trip to Paris, the art capital of the world. At first, he was desperately poor, and at one point had to burn some of his paintings just to heat his room. But the vibrant nightlife of Paris was food for his soul, and soon he began to divide his time between Paris and Spain. In Paris, he became acquainted with the famous American expatriate writer Gertrude Stein. She bought many of his paintings and introduced him to rich art patrons and many artists such as Matisse. For the first 2 decades of the 20th century, Picasso's paintings are usually classified into 4 unique periods: the Blue Period, Rose Period, African Period, and finally Cubism, the style for which he is best known. He and his friend, the painter Georges Braque, developed a method of breaking up paintings into cubes to give their art a multidimensional richness. During the course of Picasso's long life and with incredible energy, he produced an estimated 50,000 artistic works, among which are nearly 2,000 paintings, over 1,000 sculptures, around 12,000 drawings, and countless other works such as prints, ceramics, and tapestries. Picasso's incessant energy was constantly directed towards new ideas and new projects. He said, "I am always doing that which I cannot do, in order that I may learn how to do it."